Exploring Science in the Sea. In 2016, scientists discovered large fields of sponges atop some volcanic mountains that rise from the bottom of the Arctic Ocean. And that was a big surprise. No one had seen anything like it before. And there didn't seem to be a way for the sponges to survive. There just wasn't enough for them to eat. It turns out that the sponges have found a new way to keep themselves going, eating fossils. Researchers were studying the geology and life of Langseth Ridge, north of Norway and Greenland. The ocean is covered by ice most of the time, so there's no sunlight to support the tiny organisms that feed sponges and other creatures. And there are no currents or other pathways to bring in nutrients. Even so, sponges covered more than half the surface area atop some of the tallest peaks. Researchers used robots to gather some sponges. Then they analyzed the sponges and the microscopic organisms inside them that help the sponges process food. That analysis suggested the sponges had found a new source of food. The sponges sit on beds of tube worm fossils. The worms inhabited the region for thousands of years before the sponges moved in. When the worms died, their remains became fossilized, but they contained lots of organic compounds, the chemistry of life. The sponges appear to move across the seabed, scraping up some of the fossils. Their microbes then convert the nutrients to food, keeping the sponges fed in a region where there is not much to eat. Our writer-producer is Damon Benningfield, script coordinator Heather Herrick, audio engineer Shayna Brown. Our executive producer is Lee Fuman. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute, I'm Holly Brawley. Science in the Sea is part of the Texas Podcast Network, The Conversations Changing the World, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. Any opinions expressed in this podcast do not represent the views of the University of Texas at Austin.